Hi, everybody. I'm so delighted to be back here, to be here at Unity Wimberley. I've been here before as doing a Sunday school teacher's training, but it's been several years. I think the last time I was here, they were filming a movie. Anyway, but today my message is entitled Abundance Abounds, and we're going to explore abundance consciousness and how we co-create with spirit our world and experiences. Charles Fillmore was Unity's co-founder, he and his wife Myrtle, and he said in the revealing word that spiritual abundance is ideas in consciousness. He says it's the omnipresent supply which supports all. He calls it invisible substance, right? And he says that it is the invisible substance with the infinite capacity to expand. You like that? Infinite capacity to expand. When, there's a catch to it, when it's held in mind, affirmed, and praised. Oops. So he says, enabled to demonstrate abundance, first we have to believe that abundance is an idea with truth, right? First we have to believe it, and then we have to know that it can expand, and the third thing we have to do is speak the language of abundance, to speak words, choose words carefully that speak to abundance and life. And in this way, he says, we build the form in our minds, and that draws to us an abundance of every good thing. And he talks about the building up this invisible world of substance. So what is that, right? So he defines substance further, and he says that it is the divine idea, which is the underlying reality of all things. He says that substance is everywhere present, pervades all things, and inspires action. I love that, inspires action. I've got a lot of action in me, so it inspires it. So substance doing that, not me, right? And he says it's the spiritual essence of all things. It's that underlying stuff. And he says that substance is all attributes of being made manifest and expressed in this realm, in human realm. And it's just like, I'm going to date myself here. Remember those old school overhead projectors? Whatever you put on it goes up on screen, right? Anybody here not remember what that is? It's kind of like a movie camera. It projects what you put in front of it up on the screen. And when you put on there, you can put anything on there, right? You can draw a frowny face and a frowny face goes up there. You draw a happy face goes up. This is the same way when we attach thoughts to the thick, sticky stuff of the universe. That's what I like to call it. This invisible substance, I call the sticky stuff of the universe. And it is, he goes on to say in another book, Prosperity, he says, ideas of abundance will more quickly draw to you that which is yours than thoughts you can hold in mind about those who owe you something for giving your debt. So if you focus on the people you owe and what you owe to them, you're going to get more thoughts of that. But if you focus on thoughts of abundance, it will come to you. He goes on to say, I like to call him Papa Charlie because I grew up in this stuff. So and it was Papa Charlie, that's who I call him. And so he tells us that we may not think that we're able to give, but we have to start by giving. We have to start the law of circulation. You know, your heart pumps out blood from the left side and comes back in on the right, which is why we do thumbs left when we're in a circle. It keeps the energy flowing. But the law of circulation is in all areas of our life. If we want more joy, we have to put out joy. If we want more love, we put out love. If we want more money, we put out money. That's just the way the universe works. We put it out, and it may be pennies at first, but we give thanks and praise it, and it comes pouring back to us. For this is an opulent universe. They used to use that word opulent because they didn't have the lighting effects and the CGI that we have today. It was like pearl luminescence, you know, that opulence. And it was the best word they could come up with. And his wife, Myrtle, on which her healing unity was founded, said that there is no need for some to have abundance and others to have nothing. There's no need for that. She says that there's more than enough of God's good for everyone, because she all goes on to say, for this is an opulent universe. They used that word a lot back then. But William James tells us that to change one's life, we have to begin now, be bold, no excuses. Begin now. So if we're going to begin now and choose words of abundance and choose abundant lives, what do we have to do? We have to focus on that. Be grateful for what we have. I did a children's lesson recently on this, and I talked about it with Legos, right? You know how Legos stick together, not just building blocks, but Legos, they stick together. And you count your blessing for your shoes on your feet, and whatever you ate for breakfast, and you had water to drink, and that you have air to breathe that's clean, and you had clean water to drink, and that your hair's not in a tangled mess, and that I have glasses so that I can see, and you just count all the little teeny tiny blessings, and the more you count them, the more they grow. And the kids got these really big stacks of Legos. And that is how it works. The more you focus on with gratitude for what you have, the more it grows. So Sandra Dodd talks about abundance, and she says it's a matter of perspective. She says that some people have horses and some people don't. Some people get to see the ocean every day. Some people never will. Some people know all the intricacies of the different types of snow, not me. And others can't even imagine what it's like. So everybody's life is different. All our perspectives are different, and they are all good. If we choose to see them that way, if we choose to focus on it, on the everyday blessings, then our abundance abounds. I don't know if you've heard of him, but Reverend Will Bowen, he wrote a book called A Complaint-Free World. Do you remember that? He had these purple bands, and every time you caught yourself complaining, you would snap yourself and then move it to the other wrist. Anyway, he said that even before social media, the rich and famous were portrayed as having these effortless, easy lives so that all of us would aspire to be like them. But the truth of the matter is they have pain, they have drama, they have trauma and problems, just like all of us do. We all came here to experience growth, and that comes through life's experiences. But when we diminish other people's problems and elevate our own, it makes us feel unique, right? We go, well, what, you know, but they don't know what I'm going through, right? And I mean, I've been there. We all do that. You know, when you're going through stuff, it's hard. It's not easy to rise up and over it. But if we choose to focus on the smallest blessings and catch ourselves, that's the hard part. You know, you want to beat yourself up when you catch yourself. Oh, I was doing it again. I was thinking, don't beat yourself up. You've got to think, oh, I caught myself. Yay! Remember when you didn't catch yourself? This is a good day. This is a good day to overcome. And okay, well, so what can I count as a blessing? I live in this beautiful, clean air. I'm not in polluted air. That's awesome. So instead of focusing on our problems, we focus on thoughts of abundance. So we have a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel who we rescued when she was 7 months old. She's 10 years old, almost 10, and she weighs about 19 pounds, and she passed away this Thursday. It was so sad. And I could focus on that, and I could be stuck in it and be my grieving. And don't get me wrong, every time I think of her, I get a little tear. She was so sweet. We called her later, her name was Lady Charlotte, but we called her Charlie Girl. And when she was little, a puppy, we called her Charlie Chew because she chewed everything. But I keep focusing on the positive and the abundance that I'm gaining out of this. So number one, we still have, Sophie, who is our 13-year-old Bichon Toy Poodle Mix, who weighs 6 pounds. She's like this big. And we rescued her last July. So we haven't had her very long. But we still have her, right? And number two, she doesn't eat nearly as much as Charlie is. I'm not going to have to buy dog food for like 6 months. And I don't have to buy any of the vet medication for Charlie anymore. And Sophie doesn't shed. Every morning, the air conditioning would pull up Charlie's hair right underneath the piano, and I would have to clean it out. Every morning. Saves me time, right? So I'm focusing on the good here. And the biggest blessing is Charlie was fascinated by any animal that moves. She wanted to chase it, right? Squirrel, lizard, didn't matter. Even on the television. Even a cartoon animal on the television would send up a cacophony of barking. And now my mother-in-law, Lucille, who lives with us, can watch her beloved Westerns without that accompaniment. So I am focusing on the abundance on it. Yes, I still miss her. Yes, she was a great blessing in my life. And I'm looking for the good and counting abundance out of it. Do you see how this works? This could be a really hard thing, and it is. Pets are part of me, and I will miss her. She was the third to go in 3 years. So I thought we were getting Sophie, and Sophie at 12, almost 13, would be gone before Charlie. But, you know, this is divine order. This is divine timing, and this is my life. So Mr. Fillmore, Papa Charlie, says that God's abundance surrounds us at all times. But if it is to do us any good, we have to look for it. Do you see how that works? I had to look for it. That's not easy. You have to look for it. Count the blessings. Find the good. If it comes in energy you want to do things, you've got to recognize it. Ooh, I woke up this morning and I got a little gump. If it's joy you want, catch yourself laughing at something. Whatever it is that you are wishing to attract and create more of in your life, be grateful for whatever it is in the smallest amounts whenever it comes, and recognize that it. Whatever we long for, we can co-create with God, with infinite spirit, because that's who we are. We get to radiate it and multiply it on that overhead projector. It all comes back to Unity's third principle, which is the law of mind action. You're familiar with that? The technical is, we are co-creators with God, creating reality through thoughts held in mind. Or more simply put, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. That's all this is. We create abundance by principle number 3. When we consciously choose to fill our mind with positive thoughts, we co-create, we get it. We create it. But it's whatever we put on the overhead projector. If I put negative thoughts up here, negative amplifies in my life. It's a non-judgmental projector. It's a non-judgmental world. Whatever we wish to create, spirit, the infinite, Allah, Buddha, God, whatever you want to call it, co-creates with us. It's up to us to decide what that is. And we end up holding it back from ourselves when we don't catch our thoughts. So work to catch it. Walter Brueggemann, who you've never heard of, was an Old Testament professor at a seminary in Georgia. And he said, the power of the future lies in the hands not of those who believe in scarcity, but those who trust in God's abundance. And he bases that, he's a Bible scholar, he bases it on the story of Moses in Exodus, which I'm not going to go through and read you, but most of you have heard it, right? Moses gets up there and he goes up to Pharaoh and he says, we're leaving, and it's about the plagues and Moses coming out, and they leave, right? But what this really about is Pharaoh's lax consciousness. Remember, when Moses was born, Pharaoh had put in the order to kill all babies under 2, right? It didn't work. The Jews were propagating. These were his slaves, and they were going to overrun him. He was in a lack consciousness. Remember, it took him years to have his son. They weren't having enough babies, the Egyptians, and they were relying. He was afraid he was going to get overrun. He even asks, it's in the Bible, Moses and Aaron for his blessings on Egypt before they leave. He was in lack consciousness. Interesting, right? So what do we want to grow? We want to grow fertile, abundant ideas. Over 30 years ago, when my husband and I were newlyweds, we lived in Cincinnati, and my husband worked at Taco Bell, and I was working as a substitute teacher. not great paying jobs. And we didn't have two pennies to rub together. And then he got a job at Red Lobster and he had tip money. We were so excited. We thought we were rolling in the money. It was awesome. But even then, when we wanted to go up to Michigan to visit his parents at Unity of Livonia and all of our friends up there, he was the third son of a Unity minister. And so we wanted to go up there. We had to borrow money from them to get up there. Even though we drove these little compact cars, they weren't the fuel-efficient hybrids of today. And so we didn't have two pennies to rub together, but we felt abundant. We had an abundant life. We had family. We had food on the table. We had friends. We had community at church. We sang in the choir at New Thought Unity Center of Cincinnati, and we volunteered as YOU sponsors. Our life was abundant, and we were in the flow. It didn't matter about the other because we focused on our gifts and our joys. Denver Tarley, I think of that tree that was up there. That was a great shot, whoever chose it. Was that you, Sue? That abundance tree. He says that the avocado tree's growth is sometimes so prolific that trees have collapsed under the weight of their fruit. Now, that's abundance, right? Don't you want that overflowing so heavy that it not just in stuff, but in all the areas that we want joy with? So today I have an affirmation for us. We had the one from the Daily Word, which Leah read, but mine is, I co-create with God and my abundance abounds. I co-create with God and my abundance abounds. Will you say that with me three times? I co-create with God and my abundance abounds. I co-create with God and my abundance abounds. I co-create with God and my abundance abounds. The alliteration of that is difficult to say. So I'm going to go to the Bible here in the Hebrew scripture or Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3. Listen obediently, do what you're told, so you'll have a good life, a life of abundance and bounty, just as God promised, in a land abounding in milk and honey. Now, in Unity, we interpret the Bible metaphysically, right? So you could read the scripture, Elton, and get something different from it from me, right? And Jeff could read the same scripture and get something else, right? We can do that. We all can get it. But for me, this scripture is about how when we can do what you're told is like listening to my God gut, my wisdom center. You know, we have these 12 powers. The center of wisdom is right here. And I call it my God gut. You know, the one that says, don't put your hand in the cookie jar? You know, that voice within us that tells us, and the more we listen to it, the louder it speaks. That voice, that divine wisdom, when we listen to it and follow our guidance, even when sometimes it doesn't make any earthly sense to my human mind, I follow it. And when we do, our life abounds with milk and honey. So back in 2008, Scott was working as a database programmer for a nonprofit organization in Houston. Nonprofit equals not private sector money. And I was working part-time as this region's children's ministry consultant, and I didn't make much money either, but we loved what we did, and we were making a difference. And I had just begun homeschooling our son, Jack, right? And so we had all this going on, and our budget was really tight. But my husband was invited to go once again to Europe, this time to Germany, to the European Juggling Convention by his buddy, Rick. And he'd been asked before, and he always said no. And this time we meditate together, and we both meditated about it, and we both got clear as a bell. He is supposed to go. We decided he's supposed to go. And we didn't know where the money was going to come from. But we decided that this is our truth. We act on our truth. We follow our guidance. We look for the good. We count our blessings, and we're going to go. We're going to trust God, and somehow the money's going to show up. So he bought the ticket. We planned it, acted as if he's going. We figured we could always cancel the flight. You know, he got the refundable one back when, you know. So anyway, he's planning this trip. And now, several years before that, in the dot-com boom, he had built several websites for which he'd won awards on technology, which is now ancient. But at the time, he had bought several dot-com names that he had planned to build up in the future and was paying the annual fees for. And one of those was faithsharing.com. And lo and behold, 3 weeks before his trip, somebody contacts him and wants to buy that .com for him for the exact price that his entire trip to Europe down to his Eurorail pass cost. That is God's abundance, trusting it and living to it. And interestingly, they built that website up very huge. And since it's now, I looked it up last week when I was going to preparing this talk, and it's gone. It's not even there anymore. It's available to buy again if you want to buy faithsharing.com. Anyway, you know, he was going to share your experience about how God works in your life. Anyway, but this trip was so important to him. When he went there, he had one world record. He runs into a guy from Japan on the elevator, you know, juggling. They're coming from all over the world. And Scott just happened to take Japanese in high school. He could communicate with this guy. Could any of you? And he had watched his video. He was so impressed with him, and it boosted his confidence. At one point, he currently holds 13 world records, but at one point he held 26, and he could probably blow all those back out of the water, but he's been competing with this guy in Russia and Hungary and Italy and Spain. Anyway, but he is a world-class juggler. If you're interested in seeing him, superjuggler.com, he really is phenomenal. But that helped boost his confidence. He needed that trip to go to the next level in his juggling, all for faithsharing.com. But that's the way God works. You don't know where it's going to come from. So I've got one scripture for you. How many of you have heard the feeding of the 5,000 in the Christian scriptures of the New Testament? From Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. When it was evening, the disciples came to Jesus and said, send the crowds away so that they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves. And Jesus said, they don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. All these 12 powers, right? So the divine is telling these 12, get it together, give, right? Whoops. Did I lose my page? I lost my page. I lost my page. And he said, they not go away, but give them something to eat. He said, but we have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them here to me. And then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed them, giving thanks, broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples. The disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Apparently they didn't count. Anyway, you know, the men who wrote the Bible originally. That was just the consciousness of the time. Anyway, so we've got to look at this metaphysically. So here we've got these 5, which represents sense consciousness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 fingers, 5 toes, 5 senses. 5 is human experience, physical form, sense consciousness. And then we have the loaves of bread, 5 loaves of bread, right? And so this is the universal substance, the sticky stuff. You know, you've had that bread that can be sticky. Think of it that way. So it's this sticky stuff. So we've got the sticky stuff of the universe coming into sense consciousness, into human form. And then we've got the, I said 5, that's right. And then 2 fish, right? So 2 is harmony between the spiritual and the physical realm. You know, the cross, we have the human is this side of the cross, and the spiritual is this side of the cross. God, spirit comes into human form, and there's a balance. If it teeters like this, you don't have harmony. So 2 means harmony, and the fish means multiplication, and eating fish means to take on and embody that multiplication. So here they are. We've got all that harmony coming in. We've got the sticky stuff of the universe from non-form coming in to form sense consciousness. Who knew? Right? This is a story that's known across space, all faiths across the planet have heard of the feeding of the 5,000. And yet we have that 5,000, again, sense consciousness amplified with the zeros. That's what the zeros mean, the amplification. And 12 baskets full were left over. The 12 is the 12 powers, the 12 powers of man, the 12 faculties represented by the 12 disciples. Remember, they said, we don't have anything. One of these by themselves, even collectively in human form, can do nothing. What do we have to do? We have to call on spirit and get in alignment with that. Listen to our God gut. Count our blessings. Stop focusing on our needs and step forward into our abundance by catching our thoughts, turning them around, and counting our blessings. We know there are at least 100 ways. I was telling Elton, there are 500 ways, there are 1,000 ways, there's a million ways, there's a billion ways, a trillion ways, a zillion ways, a kajillion ways. God's good is coming to me, to us. Capture it, accept it, recognize it, give thanks for it, and create an abundant life. So once again, before we move into our time of meditation, will you say our affirmation with me once more? I co-create with God and my abundance abounds. I co-create with God and my abundance abounds. Let's just take a deep breath in and let it out. And again, in and blow it out. And as we settle into this here and now moment, just feel your body being gently supported by the surface supporting you. Feel your feet in your shoes. Just become present in this here and now moment. Pay attention to your breath in and out. In and out. And during this time of quietude, I invite you to call to mind the blessings in your life. The ways which your good is coming to you. The butterfly on the windshield of your car. The car. The fuel you can afford to put in it. The place where you lay your head. The people in your life who bring you smiles. The crepe myrtles in bloom. The wildflowers on the side of the road. The beautiful views and birds. The pets in our lives. The grocery stores that help us eat so we can nourish these sense beings. All the blessings. The more we focus on them, the more they expand. And the more they expand, the more we have to share. Feel yourself expanding. Feel the love in your heart just growing, bursting out from you. With joy. Feel it expanding ever forth from you, commingling with those around us in this space, creating an illuminescence, opulent light in this very room, wherever we're at. Feel that light expanding, this beacon of light here on the hill, just glowing so brightly like last light's moon, expanding all over the hill country, a gleaming beacon of light, attracting love, spreading love wherever it goes. Feel our love from our hearts expanding to all of Central Texas, all of Texas, nay, all of the United States. Our love just permeating everything and everyone. Regardless of their beliefs or circumstances, we just bless them with love and light and see that invisible substance blessing them. Expanding to South America, around through Antarctica, our entire globe, expanding out through the moon, our love started right here in our heart, expands further into our solar system. And another breath into our galaxy. The entire Milky Way is ablaze with our opulent love and light. As we count our blessings in gratitude and joy, moving beyond the Milky Way to the universe and beyond, beyond what we can even imagine, blessing and expanding ever-loving joy. And just rest there in the silence for a moment, in the bounty of the universe. And with another deep breath in and exhale, we're going to leave the further reaches and pull back in, leaving our loving light behind, our abundance consciousness there. Coming back into the Milky Way galaxy, our solar system, into the orbit of the moon on Earth, back around through Antarctica, into the North America, into Texas, into Central Texas, into the Hill Country, right here on this very hill in Wimberley. Bring that love and joy and light back in, into this building, into your seat, into your heart. Knowing that you've blessed the planet, the world, the universe, by counting your joys, by recognizing the abundance in your life, and spreading it wherever we go. As we step forth into this day and week and the days before us, let us count our blessings, focus on our abundance, and we will be amazed at how it grows so that we can bless the world at large through this community and in other ways which serve our hearts with joy. Feel yourself in your body. Feel your toes in your shoe. Maybe your roll your shoulders, rub your fingers together. Feel yourself firmly back in this here and now, present moment. Take another deep breath. And so it is. Amen.